Le'ili Nishmas, my mother-in-law, Henya Bas Rav Yitzchak Isaac. Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Hatoimen lefes utznoinois tachas agefen. If somebody buries a turnip, which is a lefes, and snoinois, that's a radish, underneath a gefen, a grapevine, im hayu mixas olav megulin, if some of its leaves are above the ground and revealed, einu choshesh lo mishum kilayim, you don't have to be concerned because of kilayim. We're going to get to the other cases you don't have to be concerned with soon. Now we had in Mishnah Gimel in this parak that lefes, a turnip, and nufutz, which was a type of radish, are not kilayim to each other. And then we had a Mishnah Hay that snoin, which is an actual radish, the regular radish, and nufutz, which is a type of radish, remember one was long, one was round, those two were kilayim, and the reason we said over there was that the taste of the fruit or vegetable, one from the other, these different types of radishes, were very different. And even though they look similar, whether it's their leaves or appearance, still when the taste is that off, it's an issue of kilayim. So now what's the case with a turnip and a regular radish, which is not discussed in the Mishnah? That's what's in this Mishnah. L'chora that they look similar to each other. And the question is, how different is the taste from one to the other? So this is actually a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam says, he says that this is not kilayim one to another. And the Tosfos Yontif says that the Rav holds this way as well. Here, the question is not kilayim from one to the other, but rather the kilayim to the gefen, to the vine. And the Tiferes Yisrael actually has, instead of lefes utznoinois, the way he teaches it, it's o lefes otznos, which means either or. He puts either lefes under a grapevine or he puts tznoinois under a grapevine. But that's really the main issue. Now the Kesef Mishnah says that it's lav dafka these vegetables, it's other vegetables as well. And the only reason that we're bringing these vegetables, the Kesef Mishnah says, is because it's the derech that they would tie these vegetables. So these vegetables were not actually planted here, rather they were bundled up and tied, and we only use those as an example because that's what was mostly done with them. So what's the reason that it's not kilayim? So the Rav says is because it's not the derech of Zriya. This is not the way people plant, because when somebody bundles it and buries it this way, he's sort of showing that he does not care or does not want the fact that they should grow together is of no interest to him. So that's kilayim. It's also v'loy mishum shviyas, and it's not a problem of shviyas. So you did not plant in the year of Shemitah when you do something like this. Even the growths that come out as a result of this burying are mutter after one would uproot it. That's what the Mefarshim say. V'loy mishum maisras, and it's also not a problem of maisra. The Rav says, because the Torah says, v'chol masa ha'aretz mizera ha'aretz. And this again, v'hai lav zriyahu. This is not a real planting. So it's not, you don't have to take off maisras on this, whatever grows from it. V'nitolim b'shabbos. So here the Rav says earlier, this is why the Mishnah said that the leaves are sticking out a little bit outside, because it's not a problem to take this on Shabbos. You'd be able to pull it and yank it by the leaves. And it's as if it's already detached from the ground. You're not ripping it from a source because it's really just buried there. And even though you're going to be moving some of the dirt as you pull it up, it's tiltul min atzad l'tzarech. In other words, it's moving something indirectly from the side for a tzarech of a davar heter that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Mishnah continues, Hazareach chita usarech ka'achas hareze kilayim. So the Mishnah tells us the two different species, just chita and sarah, planted together, that's an iser kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, eino kilayim, ad shehu shnei chitim usara. So Rabbi Yehuda says you need three seeds total. Either it can be two wheat and one sarah, o chita ushtei sarim, or one wheat and two barley grains, o chita, or one wheat, usara v'kusemes, and then one barley grain and a spelt grain. All these cases, there's three grains. What is Rabbi Yehuda's shita? So the Rav explains, Rabbi Yehuda holds that karka, the ground, without a seed in it, first, is not called sada. And the Torah says, sadcha lo tizra kilayim. Your field should not be planted kilayim. So first it has to be your field. So you need that third seed to call it a field. And then and only then will two different species of grain or seeds create an iser kilayim. However, if it's just two different seeds in a field that has nothing in it, so if you just have wheat planted with barley and nothing else, that's not going to be a problem with kilayim. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that even a non-planted food is also called a sada, and one would be chayv for kilayim for planting only two seeds.